One, two, three, four, pop culture. Hootenanny pop culture. Hootenanny pop culture. Hootenanny pop culture. Hootenanny.
And we came back after hiatus of a long time.
We do this every time.
No, I feel especially failed because we missed pretty much the entire month of October.
Halloween season, yeah.
Yeah, I failed.
That's because some of us have been going on cruises and random excursions and things like that.
That got in the way, but it was fantastic.
Anyways, I'm Dan.
And I'm Justin.
T-Rod.
And it's the Pop Culture Hootenanny. Woo-hoo! Yeah, it's been some time.
Yep.
And like I said, we missed the whole month.
Yep. I have to admit, I never watched the Munsters.
That's okay.
Upon massive amounts of peer reviews from people who have seen it,
It was a thing. It happened.
I started it. I did not finish it. And it's not that it was terrible. It just wasn't for me. It was more for the kids. And
it definitely was.
And you're definitely, when you know who directed it, came up with it, wrote it, or whatever, you're definitely, it's not what you're going to, what you're expecting is not what you're going to get. Yeah. If you're expecting a traditional Rob Zombie, you're not going to get that.
No.
I think that was the biggest complaint from a lot of people.
I think that's what... that was the expectation. One guy in Mainline 1 was just... He just wanted to know whether it was a family comedy or whether it was a horror movie, because up until almost like 2 months before its release, we didn't get anything about it.
Well, you know, even the trailers were like, I don't understand what this movie's going to be about.
Right. I mean, it would have made sense if it was from what I understand, the corny, the ultra-corny movie that it was, if it had a lot of blood and violence in scenes that would have called for it.
You could have went either way, I feel like, right. Watching it.
Right. He definitely expanded his horizons. It's a new venture, and now people know that he can go from his traditional, you know, ideas to... kid-friendly,
yeah.
Family-friendly, family-oriented.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is.
I suppose Rob Zombie sung himself as a G-audience.
If you look at the rating and you don't think about who recorded it, you don't think about who directed it, you don't think about who wrote it, and you just look at the rating and accept it for what that is, then it's probably a good movie.
Right. I've heard, yeah. I didn't watch it, so I don't know. I'll have to take your half word for it and your word for it.
Look, I watched it with my kids. It was enjoyable for what it was. I didn't really have high expectations.
Yeah.
But it was fine.
Well, yeah. That's the end of that. That's the end of that chapter. Done and done.
I mean... Yeah, I haven't watched Black Adam yet. Has anyone watched it yet?
I have not.
Isn't it as bad as critics are saying? They're saying
just,
like it's his worst movie ever made.
No. It's just...
It's another lackluster DC movie?
Yeah, no, yes. All right, like, obviously being the comic book fan that I am, I'm going to be a little biased towards the positive side of it. But it suffered from... Not enough character development for the mainstream audience, because...
Who don't know who he is.
Right. Well, it's not even that. Black Adam is the most famous person in that movie. But there's Adam Smasher, there's some Twister girl who I don't know if she existed up until this movie. And then there was Dr. Fate and Hawkman. Hawkman is a member of the Justice Society, and he's also... And from occasion, especially in the animated, he's brought in with the Justice League.
Yeah.
He has a staple background that they did not explore. Dr. Fate had his background somewhat explored. And I actually you know, just for anyone out there, Dr. Fate was before Dr. Strange. He was the guy that Dr. Strange was copied from. Obviously, Disney did a better job with Dr. Strange than Marvel, or than Warner Brothers did with Dr. Fate, but that was because he wasn't the primary role in this movie. He was the saving grace. And this isn't ruining anything for anyone who wants to see it, but The Rock was fine. As Black Adam, fine. But he didn't portray the kind of pompous superiority complex that Black Adam tends to have.
Black Adam, I thought he was a straight asshole, like he's supposed to be an asshole.
He's supposed to be an asshole. It doesn't mean he has to be wrong, but he's an asshole. Black Adam is generally a you are weaker than me, kind of like how, for Harry Potter fans, certain sects of wizards, or sects of wizards, didn't believe that humans were worth anything. The muggles, the people that can't do magic, are useless,
right.
Should be our pawns, and should be our to control. Black Adam has that establishment, but in the movie, they make him more of a positive hero for Khandaq, the fictional city in which he's supposed to be a guardian and protector of. The Rock did a fine job being a stoic anti-hero.
Right.
But he could have been meaner.
He probably didn't want that, for himself,
thing,
too.
You know, he's a big guy, and he... From what I understand, The Rock has never been really a villain, with the exception of Doom. Does anyone remember Doom?
Oh, where he's a douchebag.
He was just a douchebag Marine who was, you know, got transformed or whatever. But point is, but how can I say it? I described it to one person as most movies have a rise to a first occasion in the first act, right? And then there's a dip where the action secedes and exposition and narrative kick into high gear. Why is the heroes going to the next place? Why is it so important that they go to the next place? Then there's an inevitable rise up again, and then a dip, and then another rise for the grand finale of whatever the movie is supposed to be. This one felt like choppy waves. Like, you get it, but it was at a faster frequency.
Huh.
So you never got enough. You never got the action. You got the action you wanted to see, but that action doesn't change throughout the course of the movie. Black Adam's powers are intact the entire movie. There's nothing he has to learn. There's nothing, you know.
Is the movie kind of recorded like how Morbius was, like how we're...
No. I would dare say I wouldn't even put them in the same category.
Because I was so disappointed in that.
I would not put them in the same category. But the acting from everybody was okay. I did like how they made Black Adam refuse to use doors. He would just fly through buildings, like not fly like Superman pose fly, but just kind of like that stoic, like chest out, you know, posturing. And he just breaks through stuff.
If you got it, flaunt it, right?
It's actually very funny.
If you got it, flaunt it.
Yeah, basically that's what it was. He didn't use doors, and it was kind of a running gag the way the goats were in Love and Thunder.
All right.
Except in this, it seemed more apt for the situation, not the just for comedic value.
Yeah.
But. Other than that,
it was a thing and it happened.
It was a thing and it happened with a monster you didn't know was gonna the end bad guy is a guy you didn't see coming until the last 25 minutes of the movie. That's where they kind of fucked up. But either way, I'll give it a 7.5 out of 10. Not a horrible movie. Just didn't break any new ground with anything.
Yeah.
And it probably could have been about a 3.5-hour movie had they done what they needed to do to give the characters all the thing.
I think it was done on purpose to try to keep it short.
Well, that's Warner Brothers usually does that. They don't, with the exception of epics, Warner Brothers doesn't particularly go for anything over 3 hours. Werewolf by Night was really good, though.
Yeah, Werewolf by Night.
I have not watched that yet, but it's because I'm still trying to get through other series.
Well, it has nothing to do with any other series.
And Alyssa, I love my wife to death. But when we go to watch movies or shows, and we're trying to get caught up,
it's like 52
minutes. She literally can only watch one or two episodes, and then she's on to something else. Right. So we're probably like, well, not. I can't even say we. I'm probably watching three or four different series at the same time because she can't watch the same ones.
Well, with
how
that
we
being
could
said,
binge, she can't binge.
Werewolf by Night is 55 minutes long. It's only one episode.
That's it.
All it is. It's not a series.
It's not a series. It's just a short.
Disney calls the special presentations. Much like the Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special that will be coming up before Christmas.
I'll watch that.
All right. Well, Werewolf by Night is interesting because it's set back to that 1950s, 1940s horror movie-esque situation. Black and white. You see cigarette burns every once in a while. There's film grain. All right. They make it look like an old horror movie. And while it isn't exactly horrific, it actually does have the most blood and violence.
Yeah.
In a Disney, with the exception of Deadpool, in a Disney property to date.
Well, and Deadpool.
And this is all in the course of 52
so.
Minutes.
Right, that's what I mean. But I mean, now that they own it,
but yes,
you could say.
It's only like an hour. It goes quick. It's an easy watch. You got to watch it. It's not directly linked to anything.
Nope.
Yet it is going to tie into a lot of things.
That will inevitably come in the future, especially if like there's the Dark Avengers or whatever.
The Avengers of Monster Hunting.
Is that a real comic?
That's a real thing.
I didn't know that.
Elsa Bloodstone is in the Avengers of Monster Hunters.
Oh, okay. Well, then...
And you know what else is a real thing?
Yeah, I didn't know it was...
Monsters.
I mean, I knew this was a real property, but I didn't know it had its own comic book ties. Like,
I know Dan has never seen it, but have you ever seen that show, Mountain Monsters?
What?
It's hilarious. Mountain Monsters.
Mountain Monsters?
Mountain yes. Monsters.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you about it. Just okay. Give her a go. Don't watch one episode. Watch a couple because in the beginning, they take it kind of serious maybe. But as the characters in this show build up, it's hilarious.
Kind of comedic.
Yes. It's not intended to be comedic, but yeah.
All right.
But, yeah.
Highly entertaining to me anyway.
They introduced Man-Thing and Man-Thing...
Yeah, Man-Thing is way cooler than the pictures made him out to be.
Well, plus Man-Thing... If you don't know anything about Man-Thing, Man-Thing has ties to the multiverse.
Well, he better. He looks like Cthulhu.
So, the nexus of realities. Mm. So,
but yeah, I was surprised how
they can link a lot of stuff together with it.
Yeah, with knowing nothing about the character of Man-Thing, I was actually kind of surprised by the humor that was created.
Yeah.
From lack of words and more just body motion and
grunts
the whole thing where he's making him coffee and playing Carp Vale in solitaire when he wakes up at the
grunts
end.
And eye rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah, that it's worth watching.
Yeah,
Werewolf by Night. It's like Give I said, it's only an hour. You don't have it doesn't tie into anything.
Yep. I've been meaning to watch it, but you know how I like to do with my series. If I don't start it when it first starts off, I just wait for it to finish so I can binge watch it.
Yeah.
Well,
but this is just 52
it's
minutes.
It's out. You can binge this now. But
speaking of shows that only have a couple of episodes out, have you guys seen The Peripheral?
No.
Not yet.
It's written by the same people that did Westworld.
Yeah.
And so it's out there just the
Christopher
same.
Christopher Nolan's brother?
Yeah. It's pretty good, the first couple of episodes. I've only seen the first two.
It's yeah, it looks interesting. It kind of looks like Ready Player One, but with more serious consequences, provided you die inside.
It's kind of like, how do I say this? It's kind of like it has similar concepts of Ready Player One, but it's also, you know, you got your Westworld twists in there. But it's also has a splash dang, I just lost my train of thought. it's because Eddie's watching highlights on his phone. I looked over there.
Wait, you were watching highlights on your phone, and that.
Yeah.
Eddie, do I need to kick you out of here? Do I have the right? Can I do this? No. I don't think
The Tenant. It's kind of like The Tenant is what I'm thinking. You're like, so think about how the Tenant was kind of, you know, like they're trying to explain things. You know what I mean?
It's,
yeah, it's not identical to it, but it's like the makings of it, you can say has different traits of like three or four different movies or shows.
Okay.
And it's all combined into one kind of. But I think it's pretty good so far.
No. Yeah.
Are you guys aware of the next season of Yellowstone comes out this month?
No.
I know.
Okay.
You guys never got into Yellowstone?
I've never watched any of it.
Oh, yeah.
I did watch The Midnight Club on Netflix. Very, very Are You Afraid of the Darkish, but more adult.
Is that? I saw something else. I didn't see that one.
It's
Cabinet of Curiosities.
Yeah, I haven't watched that yet.
That's got a lot of actors in it.
Yeah, so does the Midnight Club.
Okay.
But it was fine. It was, you know, scary stories. It's like a bunch of kids in a hospice, like they're all terminal.
Okay.
And they meet up at midnight to tell stories.
Oh,
create ghosts, so to speak.
Okay.
It was pretty good. What else? I watched Halloween Ends. That was a thing that happened.
That was a thing. I love how there's no bad press for you. It's just that was a thing that happened.
Look, if you're a fan of the franchise, it gives you some closure.
That's the only thing that I heard that was good about it is that you know that it's over and done with, that it can't come back. But because everybody was unenthusiastic about watching it.
It won't.
He's a fictional character. He can always come back.
I mean, nobody was enthusiastic having watched this movie. Nobody was. Therefore, I don't even want to watch it. I knew I could watch it on Peacock for free with the subscription that Dan turned me on to. Thanks, Dan, by the way. I got a year's subscription for $20.
$20 for a year.
I know I can watch it, and I have yet to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
But, no, it was fine. It wasn't like it was a bad movie. It's just, you know, there's so much hype going into Michael Myers for the past 50 years almost now.
Right.
Has it been 50 years?
Not quite. 46?
I'll take your word for it.
78.
Right?
So,
78.
Yeah, so 46 years. So, you know. And it's been all over the place. So, how it ends, you're just like, oh, yeah. And You watch an hour of the movie before you even see Michael Myers, so you're like, huh.
And
I'm not
trying to get in trouble here, but how is it? I mean, does Jamie Lee Curtis kill him off in some grandiose kind of way, or is it too simple?
I heard he got shredded.
That's the only way you could kill him. Is you have to, like, decapitate him and dismember him.
You got more than that.
There's more to it, but I don't.
And really I haven't even watched it. Spoilers, I know about
the blood of Michael Myers infected. Is it just She-Hulk all over again?
No, it's not Jason Goes to Hell. I had to think about which Jason, where the guy eats the heart and becomes Jason. Yeah, no. It's not like that, but it ends. It should be the end of it, but, you know, it's a horror movie, so if they feel like bringing it back, they'll resurrect it in 10 years.
When I saw the trailer for it, it was one of those things where, yes, in lieu of last year's horrible movie, I was hoping for something better. Because I know that I'm not into these movies the way other people are. But I'll dig a good horror movie. Right?
Yeah.
But when I saw the trailer ending with Jamie Lee Curtis at the age of 70 or 65 or however old she is, nothing against her, fighting off a 10 years older than her, what is this, geriatric? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's nothing against... all right.
Like, it has a decent twist that gets the movie going, but it's not... They're setting you up for a different movie. Like, it flips like halfway through and you're like, huh, well, I guess it had to come, but it was, I don't know. It was a thing, I said.
What is up with all these movies that are like either in a franchise or they're trying to create some type of sequel that explains things or ends it? And it's terrible. Like the last season of Game of Thrones, terrible.
Hollywood in general is too scared to make original content anymore. I mean, like, the only movie that came out, or, well, not original, but there's less of them now because sequel and prequel movies are so much more, one, it's easier because they already own the IP to it, so they can do whatever the fuck they want with it. But it makes it easier for them to just churn out more movies.
I mean,
Rick and Morty covered it with 21 Marvel movies and 14 more on the way. I mean, that's 35 movies in the last 10 years that Disney and
just pumping them out.
Is just pumping them out.
But I mean, like, okay, so I didn't like how Game of Thrones ended. Like, they're trying to end the show. It was a terrible ending to me. Okay, yes. How they got there was terrible. Yes, Coming to America 2. Coming to America 1 is like my favorite comedy of all time.
Right.
And it's a classic. And they destroyed it. I should have known better. As soon as I seen it wasn't rated R, I knew we were in for it, right?
I
could not wait for that. Then you got Halloween that comes out, the last Jurassic Park, and you're like, this is all dumb.
It's because they're running out of ideas, man.
It's like, why even come up with it?
Because
create a new chapter of it.
When things are tight, even in Hollywood, money is tight, right? When things are tight, studios don't go for any kind of thing that isn't guaranteed to give them a return. Unfortunately, a lot of good movies can trade on, a lot of bad movies can trade well on their name and just get away with still making money. Because we were just talking about Black Adam. Apparently, it's one of the most profitable DC movies in a while, but not a lot of people like it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's a shitty situation we're in because, I mean, if you want to go for original movies, you're going to have to go with independent filmmakers and lower the bar down to...
Watch anything put out by A24 Studios.
Right.
I just feel like everything is being rushed.
Barbarian, X, Pearl, those are all...
Right.
All came out on A24.
I just feel like stop rushing it. Months. If you're going to pump out a big name, a big studio name, a big blockbuster name...
I gotta go buy.
Don't rush it. Don't rush it.
Yeah.
Take your time with it. If you want to end it, take your time and end it right. You know what I mean?
I don't disagree, but, you know, we don't run Hollywood, so... The fans can't always get what they want. And on that note, that's it for this week. Don't be a dick. Justin's already gone, so that's the Pop Culture Hootenanny. I'm Dan.
And T-Rock.
1, 2, 3, 4, pop culture, hootenanny.